Bumper-to-bumper traffic can cause hair-pulling fits for people all over the Southland. You've been there before. You're probably in there now. But in Orange County, you can perhaps hop on a toll road that oftentimes is not quite as crowded as a freeway. Those pay-to-drive highways connect communities all across Central and Southern OC. And now there's a proposed extension of one toll road on the drawing board that has some Orange County transportation officials crying foul. Gustavo Arellano is here with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
These are toll lanes that would connect, I believe, the carpool lanes of the 241 toll road and the 91 freeway fast pass. Am I correct?
Yeah. So the 241 goes and the eastern end of Orange County starts around San Clemente, goes all the way, connects to the Orange County Riverside County line, and it goes directly into the 91. Now, the 91 freeway, of course, that ends around, Harbor City, Torrance, and goes all the way, turns into the 215. So this proposed toll road extension would directly connect the 241 carpool lane into that 91 pay carpool lane.
Now, to be sure, the 91 freeway is not a toll road, but the lanes there, the fast pass lanes, are a part of the OCTA. Those are the lanes that will cost you money to be able to travel in. Am I correct?
Yeah, and they're near Corona.
All right, so let's rewind a little bit back to the late 1980s. I want to get to why some officials are not good with this, right? The state legislature first crafted the plans for these toll roads back in the 1980s. What was the plan for those roads, and is what we're seeing now fulfilling those plans?
Well, there's a lot of toll roads, especially in Orange County. The plan at the time was they were foreseeing a lot of development, especially in South County, and they wanted to lessen the congestion on the 5 freeway, the 405, and blah, blah, blah. Some of the toll roads have been very popular, like, say, the 241 has been a success. Others, like the 73 toll road that connects from around Costa Mesa into around Lake Forest, that has been a complete flop and disaster. So, the interesting thing is that Orange County politicians have always been pro-toll road. The most notorious case, of course, they want to connect the end of the 241 South, connect it all the way down to San Onofre State Beach. That's been an issue that's been going on for 15 years. So that's why, to me, it's been very interesting that you're seeing officials saying, no, we do not want this carpool extension into the 91.
All right. So why? What is their reasoning here?
For once, they're actually using reasoning, because they're saying that even if you put in a carpool extension, that's not going to solve the congestion of the 91 freeway. Of course, earlier this year, they finished that multi-year, about $2 billion project that expanded the 91 freeway around the 15 interchange. And what's interesting is that Riverside transportation officials have actually said that the numbers of people using the 91 now has far exceeded what their projection was. So, of course, this is going to happen again and again and again, because don't believe the hype. Southern California's population is going to continue to grow in the coming decades, not leave all to Texas.
So what's next then, Gustavo? What are they going to do?
So right now, the OCTA, they're the people who actually own that stretch of the 91 toll road. They've written a letter to the transportation corridor authorities, the people who run just the toll roads in general, saying, hey, you know what? Instead of, because construction was supposed to start next year, so they're saying, just, you know, hold on a little bit. Let's study this a little bit more. But for right now, we're just not seeing the evidence to be able to build a carpool lane. And let's, you know, one thing that I'm surprised they're not pushing was, years ago, they wanted to do a tunnel that would connect the 241 to the 15. And if that was seen as completely infeasible, but at this point, I think that would be a better option than just putting one carpool lane and just inconveniencing a lot of people and spending hundreds of millions of dollars.
All right. Gustavo Arellano with this traffic and road update on KCRW's Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.